and different names that way, and I don't know what you call this down through here. Leesburg, sometimes named after town, the Leesburg Creek.
Are there any rivers?
Yes, it's made over here. Good piece. It's Chucky River. It's the nearest river to us. It's over towards the mountain in this direction. And we have these larger rivers, like up towards Elizabeth and Bristol, is the Watauga River. Like that, I don't know.
Now, do you call that just the river, just call it the Chucky River? Or do you call it the Nolichucky?
Well,
you usually call it just Chucky.
Yeah, we do, but that is Nolichucky. I don't know its Indian name, I reckon.
That little town that has Chucky is named after that, too, I suppose.
Yeah,
that's little.
Because it's on Chucky River. Yeah.
Not right down on
the low line.
11, yeah. And then something smaller than a. Smaller than a creek.
I don't know what you call that. They, a lot of up in Michigan they call them creeks.
Uh-huh.
I've heard it. Different names all the way, but I don't know what the smaller one. Branch maybe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then something even smaller than that that you were talking about. Some people have on their place. I don't know if you said you had one or not. They. The cold water comes right up from the ground.
Well, sometimes they have wet weather springs that boil up.
Yeah. Do you have springs on your farm?
We have a spring, but not many. Now, there used to be a water boil up place to on the spring on the farm.
Now, out in a road or something, if you're driving along the road and there's the water has run down that road right after a hard rain and cut a channel across the road. You'd call that a
ditch run down there. I reckon it'd be that.
How about something bigger than that out in the field?
Let's see. Channel, I don't know what you call it.
You know the word that I mean, and I just don't know how to describe it for you, and maybe you can help me. Let me tell you what I mean, and then you tell me how you describe it. I'm talking about the word gully.
Yeah, we've used that. Horsey gully, you know.
All right, now how big is a gully?
Well, it can be different sizes, but mostly I'd say that a reasonable place to cut out would be a gully. A real small one could be a gully.
Could it be several feet deep?
It could be.
4 or 5 feet deep?
Yeah. It could be, because they wash out more rains the more.
And now some elevations of land. Like right out in back here, where those cattle are grazing, that's a...
hill, I guess.
Yeah. Now something a little higher than a hill.
The mountain.
All right. Now, when you're getting into the mountains, you come to these big hills.
Yeah, rolling hills.
Yeah, and they sometimes call those something else.
Let's see. Oh, knobs.
Yeah,
knobs.
That's what I meant. And then a place between two mountains where you can. Pass between two mountains.
And valley?
Yeah, well, this would be, you know, there's a peak up here and then there's just a little.
Mountain peak.
Yeah. Well, you have these all over, and it's a word you used before, but like there's a place down here in Cock County called Allen's
Ridge.
And then there's another
peak,
place.
Peak, maybe, I don't know.
A place down in Georgia called Ravens, and there's one. And there's they're over there in the Smokies, like the place where you cross over the mountains in the Smokies to go into North Carolina.
Let's see, Mountain Pass.
Yeah, or a mountain pass, or now would you probably call it a mountain pass or a mountain gap?
A gap. Again, I'd be with a gap.
Excuse me.